Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Video Games Now podcast. It's Rodney, joined by a plethora of dudes. One named Cole.
Hello.
One named Bradley.
Hey, guys.
And another unknown type named Will.
Hi.
He lost his personality in the 10 episodes he hasn't been here. Anyways,
I'm back to robot.
You're back to robot, yeah. You gotta keep up those skills, those podcasting skills, or you're gonna lose them. Alright, today we're gonna talk about Final Fantasy VII. Will's completed it, and Bradley's nearly completed it, so he's basically done. Yeah. And we're gonna talk about Microsoft's releasing a new Xbox bundle based off Cyberpunk. We'll talk about that. And some other cool stuff that's all coming up right now, right now, right now, right now. All right, everybody, welcome to the show. And today's gaming word of the week is brought to you by Wilhelm.
And the video game word of the week is GIMP.
Oh no.
Cole, you're such a effing GIMP.
That's the definition of the game word. That's literally what it is. Referred to Cole while playing games. Oh, go ahead, Rodney.
Oh, I was gonna. Oh, I already know what it is. I have the definition right here.
Yeah.
Do you know what it is?
Straightforward. Yeah.
I think
it comes from. The word actually comes from way before, but it was like for video games, I think it's World of Warcraft. Still means the same thing, though.
Is it when you get, like, baited?
Because
I think GIMPed in Super Smash Brothers is, like, where you. Kill somebody like way outside the map and still manage to make it back and they can't do anything about it. You just kind of watch them try to get back and fail. I think that's what it is for Smash.
Bradley, what do you think?
I honestly don't know. Never heard this term.
Well, it's a RPG term. Gimping is a term usually revolves around the RPG world with characters slash users that are at a high level but remain with low level gear or gimping one set of abilities in favor of building up on another.
Yeah, so Cole being sufficiently underpowered.
at all games.
Yeah.
I do suck at Call of Duty, so.
You're not that bad.
I'm pretty bad. I can manage.
My brother's pretty bad. And I can say that openly because he's not going to listen to this podcast. He's pretty bad. Literally, Cody gets off at like 10:30, and we always get a win like two games later.
Oh yeah, we won yesterday.
Yeah, we've won 2 days in a row now.
I wasn't there when you won the day before.
Oh right, we were in a gross spot though. Yeah, so we'll skip ahead here on the schedule, but yeah. What have you guys been playing here? Because I've been playing lots of Modern Warfare. I've been actually taking a slight break from video games and watching lots of anime.
I'm about the same thing. Trying to split my time between Final Fantasy and anime.
Nice.
It's funny because I've also been watching anime.
Nerd! Just kidding.
Now I feel like the odd man out because I haven't been watching anime.
Okay.
But I've been playing Apex still and Final Fantasy.
Would you consider yourself a top tier Apex player now?
No, because those guys are crazy. But I am a solid master.
Well, it seems like every day you're posting on your Gamer Tempo page and you're saying that, oh, we got 10 wins and over 100 kills. And
we got 20 wins. Not yesterday, but Friday. It was Friday. We ended up getting 20 wins on the day.
How many games did you play, though?
Probably. I think we had like a 23% win rate. So whatever that is, like 90 games.
100 games-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. You played 100 games on Friday? That's a lot.
In one day?
Yeah. We played a lot. We played for like 8 hours.
Okay.
Apex is a three-man team, right?
Yeah.
There is duos now as of last Tuesday. So you can do two-man teams.
How's that?
Oh, crazy.
It's sweaty.
I bet it's sweaty.
You thought three-man third parties were bad? Two-mans are so much worse. They also brought back King's Canyon, so now actually the map does a rotating, so if you're playing a regular game mode, it'll go for like an hour and a half of World's Edge and then like an hour of King's Canyon, and it just flips.
That's kind of nice.
Yeah, it's kind of refreshing.
Yeah, Modern Warfare Warzone added four man teams into Warzone, and yeah, that's kind of different, to be honest.
It's amazing how many people are shaking up their games now, because I don't know if it's because of the way Modern Warfare is doing it, but like, you know, being able to buy people back and switching from like 3 to 2 players, like it's crazy how many people are getting influenced by all the other battle royale games.
Well, Apex won the fucking Game of the Year award for, in my eyes, when they had the ping system, and then everyone's like, oh wow, why did nobody fucking think of that ever, and then everyone copied them.
Ping system's awesome in Apex.
Yeah.
I'm trying to ping everything in every other game now, because you can ping in Gears of War, and I've been playing Gears of War lately, so I'm just like, gotta ping everything, and you can't in Modern Warfare multiplayer or in, what's the other thing I've been playing? Something else. Bring us ping for everything.
Apparently Infinity Ward's taking a lot of flack, though, because there's so many cheaters right now for PC.
Oh my god, it is, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
65,000 bans went out last week, I think.
Yeah, but there's 50 million people playing the game.
That's still like 65,000 bans, and they know that there's more coming.
It was 70,000 bans. Yeah, I think it was up to 70,000.
I ran into a cheater a couple weeks ago, and that kind of turned me off the game, I think.
Oh, dude, it's all the time. Like, you'll just be... it shows you the kill cam on Warzone, and you're just like, I don't know.
Yeah, I was playing solo, and the guy, I was like, okay, he killed me. I was like, that's pretty interesting, though. His shot, like, he literally knew when I was coming through the door. He was already starting to fire. So I just kept watching after he killed me.
Oh, and you can see how he...
And he won the game, and it was just nasty. Like, he shot a guy off a roof, like, the longest shot ever, and, like, 3-shot headshot.
Jeez.
With an assault rifle. And I'm like, what the hell?
I saved one in the warm-up. I think it was yesterday or the day before. Some guy had a crossbow. I was 200 meters away. He hip-fired me with a crossbow, headshot, and killed me. And I'm like... And he, like, shot and then immediately turned around and didn't even confirm that he got me. I'm like...
Oh, because he knew you were dead.
Like, fuck right off. Yeah.
Thing, too, is it takes away from the people who are actually good. So now you're playing against people and you're just, like, you can't tell whether you're like, wow, that guy's got some skill, or wow, that guy is cheating.
Yeah.
Yeah, got some codes.
Yeah, it sucks because, you know, there's people out there who are actually really good, and it takes away from how good they are. Yeah.
I did see some streamers fighting back against cheaters, and they were actually, apparently there's like, once you're dead, you can watch people, but like,
that's what I did.
Yeah. And so this guy was chat featuring out to everyone else, telling them where the cheater was.
Mm.
So it was like, he's overheaded towards Boneyards. He's on an ATV driving through Boneyards now. Watch out. And like, they were like purposely like leading everyone away from him. And then the cheater ended up getting killed because he just got overwhelmed.
Oh, yeah. I love watching some of the streamers freak out, though, on cheaters. Like Dr. Disrespect and Tim the Tatman, when they rage, it's just awesome.
Didn't Dr. Disrespect tell Activision that they could just sit on his stream and he would pay them money to just sit on their stream and just ban cheaters?
He did. Yeah.
Well,
Oh, go ahead,
Ryan. Activision's got to get their shit together in a bunch of departments on this game. One of them being the fucking matchmaking is still broken.
Oh, yeah.
Matchmaking.
Give us tournament mode that works.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. But not only that, but like the party system. Like, if I'm party leader, I'll pull everybody out of the game and take the party with me, and then it'll just fucking randomly kick everybody out to the title screen.
Oh yeah.
And then, but it still shows all you guys in my party. So then I'm like, oh, you guys are all there, and I'm trying to talk to you. And obviously, you guys see the same thing, but it's kicked us all individually, but it's lying to us saying that we're all in a party still.
Yeah. I want them to implement some sort of private chat feature. Because when I play with like my friends, on like Mark and Nick, we're all on PlayStation, so we're in a party chat. But if I jump in with like someone on Xbox or PC, then we have to be in the just the normal game lobby.
You just go to your settings and you set mute all except for party, and then you get muted, and everybody who is not in your party also gets muted automatically. So it's just in settings, and they do have that for anybody
else. Do they?
Yeah, so you just go to settings, you go down all the way to the bottom of audio, and it says social settings or group settings, and you just turn off mute all other except for group, and then you guys have your own private party.
But does that mean they can still hear you?
I think they can still hear you.
I don't think so. No, they cannot still hear you if you mute them.
Huh, okay.
If you mute everybody except for yours, why would none of them, like, why would you not be able to hear everybody in? We'd have to test it.
Yeah.
But I do like using Discord. Like, I have the convenience of having my computer literally right beside my Xbox, so I can be on Discord and then route the game audio into my computer and then just go through that way. But yeah, no, I agree. The game chat is kind of gross as well. It's gross in most games, honestly.
Yeah. Should we put something at the beginning of the video or in the title, be like, skip here to hear Final Fantasy news?
No, man. No, man. Gotta save the best thing for last, which is like all we have left now.
We got some other stuff. We got Xbox to talk about.
Xbox.
Okay, all right. It's like one paragraph.
I got a couple other things I can bring in.
Oh yeah, we're professionals here, Rodney. We've only been doing this for 110 episodes.
Yeah. Well, I have, not of you fuckers.
No, I want to see how many episodes I've done.
I bet you're almost close to as many as Will's done.
I don't think so. Will was at first like 90 episodes. I've only done like 20 or 30.
Well,
you're probably above that, but I'm...
I'd say Will's like 75, 80.
Now.
Gladiatorial fights to see who's done more.
Yeah.
See me at the flagpole at 3.
So if you guys want to hear us lashing Will, you can join our Patreon, which will be on our website, videogamesnow.ca, and become a Patreon and you get access to episodes one day earlier than everybody else, and exclusive stories and content like Lashing of Will.
Yeah, we got a little Will bashing in at the beginning of this episode, so.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Look forward to that.
Yeah. All right, so why don't we talk about this Xbox then? So Cyberpunk 2077 is going to be featured on an Xbox bundle here. So Microsoft has created a limited edition Xbox One X console that's styled in the theme of Cyberpunk 2077. The console includes decals that glow in the dark, laser etchings and blue LED light in the front, and custom panels. Microsoft has also created a custom Xbox One controller for the bundle that will be available in June. It's one of the more elaborate Xbox One X custom designs that we've seen so far, and it's come just months after Microsoft created a Jordan-themed Xbox for a promotion. You'll actually be able to purchase this Cyberpunk 2077 Xbox in June, 3 months ahead of the game's release. But it says in this article that it doesn't mention anything of it, including the game, later. Which is kind of slap in place.
It's just the console. But it's stupid, too, because they're launching it in June. And they're launching a brand new Xbox 3 months later.
Well, this is why they're launching it in June, because no one's going to buy it in fucking October.
Then they should just do a Cyberpunk version of the new Xbox.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like,
they probably will.
Yeah.
This is purely a money grab.
That just drives me crazy. Is like, so even if there wasn't a new Xbox coming out later on this year, you'd still have to buy a new Xbox. Is somebody going to be like, oh, I'm going to get into video games right now for the first time, and I'm going to get into it with Cyberpunk Xbox? Mm. It's like, how many Xboxes can you get?
collectibles.
It's
$500 collectibles.
People that love the stuff, right? Like, I don't know. I don't mind them doing stuff like this.
Me neither. But like, I have a Gears 4, Xbox One, and I waited that long because I was like, I'm not gonna get an Xbox until they make the, or I'm not gonna get an Xbox One until they make the Gears 4 one, and I waited, and now they have a Gears 5 one. Five. So I'm like, am I supposed to
like upgrade?
Get rid of my yeah. Not even upgrade, it's exactly the same. There's nothing different except for it just has the Gears 5. It actually looks dope, Gears 5.
I think it has a bigger hard drive too, though, doesn't it? Yeah, your Gears 5 has the 500, and the Gears 5 is the 1 terabyte.
1 terabyte. Hey, I mean, buying additional space is easy, though.
Oh, yeah, external hard drive.
Yeah, but it's just, I don't know, that's like the flaw for me in these, because you have to wait to get the one that you want, or you just have to have a ton of money to buy as many as you want. Hit us up on Patreon so we can buy all the new Xboxes.
Every Xbox we'll buy, we will review it for you on our YouTube channel.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a good giveaway.
Hey, who's buying it then?
I don't know, because right now, if we don't go back to work, we're just living off of benefits.
We're just living off our Patreons. No, just kidding. But, all right, so yeah, this one has a 1 terabyte hard drive as well. It's a limited edition bundle, so I'm sure they'll make like 500 or some bullshit, and then sell like 2.
They make more than that. It's usually around like each store will usually get around like 5.
Sorry, yeah.
So I think about probably 1 million.
A million? That seems like a lot.
Yeah, I know.
All laced with COVID.
Yeah. No, it'll probably, you're right, it'd be around maybe 200,000, I think, worldwide.
Okay, sorry,
They don't have the productivity right now if they're still trying to bring out a new Xbox with the factory shut down.
I was going to say 1 million with, yeah, I don't know.
Sony already came out, and right now it looks like they are going to be way under their numbers that they were hoping for PS5.
Mm. Yeah,
do you guys remember when the Wii came out and you could not get a hold of a Wii?
Yeah, for like a month. Right now.
Yeah, that's with everything right now.
Well, yeah, that was also like the Switch. The Switch was really hard to get when it came out.
I got the Switch a little bit later on, so I was. Oh, I got the Super Smash Brothers Switch.
I got mine at launch, and I think I bought Rodney's for him.
You like fucking camped later. The store for mine.
No, I just made friends with the manager.
I'll take
She's
two,
like,
please.
I've got one coming in like an hour. I'm like, I'm there.
Yeah. Will's like, all right, gets down on his knees.
Well, it also helped that she was kind of hot.
Yeah, that too.
Does that help? It helps that Will's kind of hot, too.
Yeah.
Oh. She was like, damn.
All right, so I misread this article. It actually says that the bundle does appear to include a copy of the game that launches in September.
So you're going to get like a digital edition.
Yeah, it's probably going to be on there already. It just won't launch until the date.
Yeah. Most
That's the thing too. What if you're like a huge fan and you want to get like the you know they always have the super bundles, like not with the Xbox but just with the game and the art book and
The collector's edition. But so what if you want to get out of those?
What if you wanted to get the Xbox and the collector's edition?
So
people will.
That's they a lot need of money. To
make
a.
They also need to make a bundle like that where you get the collector's edition and the limited Xbox.
You really want to spend like $1,000?
I mean, I don't, but there's people out there who do. I'm just trying to think of a way to make the
collector's edition was already like $349. The Xbox is going to be like $5. You're going to be spending like $800.
So I'm just going to be Rayman here for a second. So say I buy the Cyberpunk 2077 Xbox One X, and then the game sucks. How do you feel?
I don't think the game's going to suck. I really like CG Projekt Red, and they're really good with their games.
You're saying hypothetically, though?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think the Xbox is still cool. Like, I like the design, like the rustic design, and the controller's still really cool. I think even if the game sucks, it's still a dope-looking Xbox. So
Fallout sticker, and then you convert it to something else. You're good.
Oh, he's right. Yep.
Yeah. It's got that, yeah, that post-apocalyptic-y city look technology.
Well, I'm going to be making a video probably this week sometime on why I'm buying a PS5 over the Xbox. Because
I'm hoping to still buy both, but it's gonna, like, I got to start putting money away.
Start putting money away.
No, for me, it's basically I'm only getting a PS5 just because I'm just sick of quite a few things from Microsoft. Let me just pull up my notes here and I'll fucking rant on it. Boys.
Well, there you said we wouldn't have anything to talk about.
There's a couple good leaks this week, too. They're apparently Spider-Man 2 for PS5.
Oh.
This is why we need Will on the podcast.
Yeah, that was a big leak.
There were some images that were teased in a Microsoft conference that apparently are from the new Fable.
Yes.
That's coming from Playground Games.
Give me Fable.
There's rumor that might be a launch title alongside Halo.
Oh.
So.
Dang.
Is Halo a launch title? I didn't think Halo was a launch title.
No, it is. It is.
It's got to be. What else do they have?
I thought they already came out and said Xbox is launching without any launch titles.
Nope, they still have it. Halo, and they haven't announced their launch titles yet. There's supposed to be some sort of... I saw it in the news. Was it yesterday or something? There's supposed to be a conference or something. They're going to be talking about it shortly.
Well, while you look that up, I'm going to tell you why I'm not buying an Xbox fucking Series X. Well, first off, because I hate the fucking name. I think it's dumb. They should have just stuck with the code names.
Don't judge an Xbox by its name, Ronnie.
Well, don't worry. I'm judging it by something else, too.
Oh, okay. Carry on.
Well, just not necessarily the Xbox itself, more of like the company Microsoft is just kind of fucking rubbing me the wrong way. There's just kind of a lack of support for all of their fucking infrastructure. Like the Xbox app for PC has been broken since the fucking Xbox app was launched, and they just haven't fixed it and have no interest in fixing it.
I'll let you finish first, and then
I'm gonna go on for quite a while, so you can chime in.
I was going to say, did you see that video that Snoop Dogg posted? Where he was like, Bill Gates, fix the NBA servers. He's like, quit trying to solve COVID and just make the Xbox work. Did you see that video?
No.
Okay, I'll try to find it here and I'll post it. But all right. Snoop Dogg feels the same way you do.
Well, yeah, the other thing is like, I tried to play Halo 1 with my brother the other day on PC co-op. And every time we would try to get into a game, it would... the server would like fucking time out or crash or fucking something. So you could play it single player, no problem, but you couldn't play it co-op. It just wouldn't work. And that really pissed me off because Master Chief Collection, like that's your fucking flagship series for the Xbox. And the fucking game's still broken and it was released in 2014. You know, so that kind of shit pisses me off. The lack of exclusives on the Xbox, like Sea of Thieves is like the biggest... or the newest IP that they have, and that came out 2 years ago.
That's true.
And they just kind of recycle old IPs and kind of fuck them up like Halo 5. I don't know how
Gears
5
was. They
have
to go back to their basics, though.
Yeah, exactly.
That's like if they brought back Fable and, what is that? Perfect Dark?
Yeah.
Like, they got to go back to what made...
Perfect Dark is
Perfect
rare.
Xbox, oh,
yeah.
Great.
Perfect Dark, yeah, it's rare. But I think they need to work with Rare a lot more often and let Rare just run free.
Yeah.
Because before Microsoft had Rare, Rare was like an icon in gaming.
They still own Rare. They're the ones that did
Sea of Thieves. Yeah.
I know they still own Rare, but I'm saying before, like I'm talking about like Donkey Kong 64, Perfect Dark, and 64. Yeah. Like they had so many good games back to back to back to back, mm-hmm. and they have Sea of Thieves right now under Microsoft's control. What else have they made that was actually good?
Well, like, they're a smaller studio than they used to be. Once Microsoft bought them, when they didn't deliver what Microsoft thought they could, they almost shuttered the studio.
Yeah, so that's where I'm saying they need to... I think they need to free Rare to do more. And
bring us back a new Jetpack. You ever played Jetpack from Rare?
I remember.
Yeah,
that was a good game. Well, was Star Fox Adventure a Rare game?
No.
Oh, I'm just looking. I looked up Rare games and Star Fox Adventure came up.
No, that was... I don't know who did that one, but it was on the Cube, so it was after.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
That was an amazing game.
Rare Studio Games. Oh, that's just Rare games. I think go to Rare Replay. It'll have a bunch.
The other thing that I... This is the last thing I'll mention. But,
Last thing, Rod, go ahead.
Yeah, so... Xbox ditched the Kinect. Like, they advertised the Xbox One as being basically fucking awesome if you had a Kinect. And then they just totally trashed the Kinect and didn't fucking do anything with the Kinect, and it's all fucking dead now.
And now the PlayStation VR is, like, taken off.
Yeah. Like, yeah, could you imagine if they converted, like, the Kinect into some sort of VR thing? That'd be fucking badass.
Hmm. Live a day in Bill Gates' life in VR?
I actually did think Bill Gates gives literally no fucks about the Xbox.
No, he didn't.
He stepped down from Xbox now.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not.
Anyways, he's not around that. Anyways, let's move on to what were you going to talk about, Will? You're going to move on to something else.
Well, I was going to bring up with those rumors I was talking about earlier. There's another thing here. This comes from 4chan, so it says take it with a grain of salt, but the leaker has been known to get things accurate more than once. There's supposed to be some sort of event in May being called the Proper Console Reveal, which will be for Microsoft.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be packed full of games. Apparently, Fable 4 will be revealed, with the leaker calling it the fantasy monster game that we've all been waiting for. The game is said to be handcrafted world mixed with procedural generation that will allow the developers to make the game much larger scale than otherwise. Fable 4 will be joined by a new IP coming from a new unnamed Japanese studio, along with the reveal of another a brand new Obsidian game and a new Forza Motorsport game. Of course, Halo Infinite will really be the star of the show, with Microsoft said to be highlighting the game's huge open world that will contain linear story missions mixed with optional exploration. The leaker says that Halo Infinite's campaign is much more ambitious and not the typical 6 to 9 hours that players have expected from Halo story modes. The leaker also says that the developers are doing one very bold move when it comes to Halo Infinite's multiplayer, but doesn't provide specific details.
Hmm.
That's
Halo,
like,
as an open world game.
I hope it doesn't just happen to be like and what's that other
Destiny.
Yeah, Destiny or wasn't Rage an open world game?
Not the first Rage, but the second one was. Yeah, I have that. I've never played it though.
Or like Borderlands, you know, like, I really hope it does something new. But yeah, in a Halo universe, that would be dope.
I don't know. That feels awkward for me.
With a longer campaign, though.
That's...
Maybe not, like, people throw around open world all the time. Like, everybody's like, this is open world, this is open world. You know, there can be, like, you guys ever play Darksiders?
Yep.
Did you guys, did Brad or...
Nope.
Ronnie, you guys never played it?
Nope.
That's an open world game, but like
it's still very linear. Yeah.
It's still very linear, but you kind of have your own ability to go around and explore. So if they do something like that, it could be really, really cool.
Kind of like more like, not I guess modern, but more of a style of like the Spider-Man game.
Because
Spider-Man had a very linear story, but a lot
but
of
you
freedom
had that
to go
open,
do stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of freedom to do other stuff, but you were, if you wanted to play the story, you played a very linear story.
That might work. I remember even in Halo 1, like the second mission, I used to explore the map there when it was like my first time playing. I'd go find the waterfall and stuff like that.
Mm.
So yeah. People will explore if they see some, like if they, Halo gives us like a big open world, but they still have like that, you know, good story that we always have, but give you the option that you can explore.
Honestly, I'm kind of lukewarm on the idea. I kind of hope it's similar to how Doom Eternal was.
That's another good example.
Yeah, because it was a very linear. The levels were very linear. However, it did give you options to explore, like secrets, find secrets and shit like that, outside the main map, essentially. Mm-hmm. So,
but at the same time, like it. Not that Doom is very simplistic. But it's like, I don't know, I feel like that's the second Doom where they're on the sixth Halo, so they're going to have to do something bigger and better than just your average game similar to it, you know? Like, hopefully in, like, 10 years we'll be looking back and saying, like, oh, hopefully that game will be like Halo 6, you know?
Yeah. Well, one thing's for sure, I don't want to play as a fucking Spartan Locke. He can fuck off, him and his whole Spartan team of fucking hooligans, they can fuck right off.
I think he's been written out.
Yeah, good.
Who's Spartan Locke?
He, well, in Halo 5, you played as 80% of the game, the campaign, is fucking Spartan Locke, and you're like, I don't give a fuck about Spartan Locke. I want to play as Master Chief and Blue Team. Like, for fuck's sakes.
That ruined the game for me.
Yeah. It's super annoying. I do want to play through Halo 5 just to kind of reiterate or get wrap my head around the story again.
I might replay 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 all the way till 6 comes out.
I'm down to do that with you. And we're playing Halo 2 on fucking Heroic.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was like, please don't say Legendary. Fuck my life.
Yeah, no.
We still haven't mastered the speedrun for that one.
I don't think we are. Like, only 29 people in the world have gotten that achievement.
We did it for the first one.
Yeah, the first one was fun.
And we got a great time.
Yeah.
The second one is some bullshit.
Yeah. Well, I played Halo 1 with Brittany on Legendary, and she actually had a fun time playing it, and then we played the first mission of 2, and fuck. We both rage quit. She's like, fuck this game. I'm like, yeah.
It's a controller thrower.
Totally. It's a fucking pull your cartridge out of the Game Boy.
Brutal. I can't remember the name of the mission, but remember the one that you have to jump down the tunnels, and then when you get lower and lower, the flutter there?
Oh, yeah.
You like walked around the corner and you just got your brains blown out by a shotgun and you didn't even see the flood.
They fucking buffed the flood so hard in Halo 2, and it's such bullshit because they... What was fun about doing the flood missions in Halo 1 was there were so many of them, but they were all really easy to kill.
Not so much.
Yeah, and 2, there's a lot of them and they can fucking kill you in 2 seconds.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love Halo. And I think, didn't Halo 2 just launch on PC today?
Yeah, I think so. Hopefully that fucking works. Bullshit.
I hope that fucking works.
Yeah, okay. So, Will, when you're down to do that, let me know. I'm down to do that.
Sweet.
Stream it.
Yeah, we'll stream it. Fucking, we'll stream each one.
We'll stream it.
We'll do, how about this, Will? We'll play Halo 1 on Monday.
One again.
Yeah, we can speedrun one again and probably fuck it up. On like a Monday, we'll play Halo 1, and Tuesday we'll do 2. We'll just stream it all the way to the end.
Yeah, I'm down.
Cool, that sounds fun. Okay, so let's move on to Final Fantasy VII.
Fuck yeah.
So, I have not played any Final Fantasies. That's a lie. I played 3... But it was my girlfriend in high school. She was like, oh, you need to play Final Fantasy. I'm like, all right. So I played it, but I couldn't get into it. So.
Well, right off the bat, as much as they call it a remake, it's kind of a redo.
Yeah.
So they've turned Midgar, which was 4 hours of the original game, into a 36-hour game.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so this is maybe 5% of what was the original game, because originally in the first game you just met your met up with Avalanche, blew up the reactors, and Midgar got destroyed and you left. Not so much this way. They expanded everything.
They expanded everything. Have you've beaten the game entirely?
Yes, I have, and I'm halfway through on hard mode. Hard mode's some bullshit because you can't use items.
Oh, are you kidding? That wow.
It's not too bad if you figure out how to use your don't use MP till you get to bosses, and then just be careful.
It is the Midgar the only place they expanded on, or is there other places that they expanded the game?
The game ends after you beat Midgar.
So, because a lot of people were upset with the way the original Final Fantasy ended, Final Fantasy VII. Is that true, or is that
something I just heard? The original VII, some people were upset with how it ended, but it did have a good ending, and then they kind of expanded on it with Advent Children, which was an anime movie they released, I think, in 2006. And then adding on to the Final Fantasy VII universe, they did a couple other games too. There's Dirge with Cerberus with Vincent Valentine.
Mm.
So the Final Fantasy VII game universe is bigger than any other fantasy Final Fantasy game.
Well, I fucking hope so. There's 15 of them.
Yeah.
But that's cool. So this has a different ending? Like, they end it differently? Or is it just a part of the story? Like, are you just playing...
This is only... In the original game, what we play here used to only be 4 hours. They took 4 hours of the original game and turned it into, like, 35 hours.
And then, so you change it into 35 hours, and then you continue the rest of the game afterwards? Or does it...
There's another game coming.
Yeah. No one knows when. I hope it's, like, the next year. Because if they wait, like, every 2-3 years for this, I'm going to lose interest.
But they're going to remake the entire game, but they're just expanding on each part of it to flesh out the story?
So, I don't know if Bradley played the original game. I'm sure he did. But it had a lot of discs.
Yeah. The original game had
12? Was it?
I think, like, I remember the original game as a 3-disc bit, because everyone said, like, disc 1 and disc 2 were, like, massive, really long, took forever to play. Disc 3 had the really big cutscene in it, so it seemed like it was...
Yeah, I'm looking it up right now.
Yeah, but it was a lot to it. There's a lot of the story, and like Will said, this is only a small chunk of it, and they've added so many extra things to expand on each character. Like, each character in the game has their own little moments, so you interact with them more, or you play as them running around and doing things, so you can get more of a feel for them, where the original game was a very traditional turn base with a big story that you're playing out.
Interesting. Yeah,
I really like how they've done the mechanics in this. I, as much as I did like the turn based style, I really like being able to pause the game with, like, the, what is this button called, the tactical menu, and kind of figure out what my next move's going to be. But I can still, like, go back into the game, and instead of being tactical where you're stuck in one spot, I can dodge and block, and it's a lot more fluid generation. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there a way you can give, like, a really short premise for Final Fantasy, like all the Final Fantasies? Like, what's the full overarching story?
Each Final Fantasy story is a different story. It has nothing to do with each other.
Okay, so they're all
separate.
Final
Fantasy VIII is its own story. Final Fantasy VII is its own story.
And it just takes place in the same universe?
No.
But instead it... No?
No, they're all different universes.
Yeah. Different universes, different worlds, different concepts, different... Each game actually has different mechanics, so, like, how magic works is different in each game.
Same with summoning.
Yeah.
And everything, yeah. The stories change a lot too. I can't remember which one it was. I think it's 9. I found 9 to be, like, all about politics.
No, yeah, 9 was, well, yeah, 9 was all about politics. It was very cartoony feel too.
Yeah.
But it was all about debates. Like, a queen and a princess, and you're saving a princess.
Yeah.
And trying to stop a guy from destroying the world.
10 was amazing.
And 10 had, like, an alternate universe feel to it.
Mm-hmm. But Bradley's going to help me a little bit with the story. But to summarize without spoiling anything, Cole, you play a guy named Cloud. Is a mercenary. But the memories he has right now are partially his and someone else's.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. I played Final Fantasy, like, the original for, like, a hot minute because I never had a PlayStation.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, I know a little bit about the characters. There's so much, it's so influential to the community that, like, no matter where you go, there's, like, memes or there's references to it. So you kind of have to know enough about it to get the references.
That's the biggest issue, because everyone thought, as this game being a remake, right, they wanted it to be so close to the original. But you can't take 4 hours of the original game and make it 35 without changing anything.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, they do change a lot.
When Bradley beats the game, we'll talk about a bit more about what could happen in the future.
My plan is to beat it after we get off this call.
Oh.
I'm halfway through
chapter 17 right now on stream, so I'm going to turn that up and play it.
Whereabouts are you in chapter 17?
I'm in the dome and trying to work my way out of it. The Hojo
Ah, that stupid part. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm working way through that right now.
The game is going to ramp up its difficulty.
Or I've noticed.
Yeah, it gets bad, like, really fast.
The chapter 16th boss slaughtered me the first time around because the mechanics of it changed so dramatically compared to the rest.
That's the thing, and you might want to give it a try, but, like, I found later on, as, like, the game got harder, I got a lot more fluid with my controls and figuring out what spells to use, especially, like, Mana Wall. That'll save your ass anytime. I don't know. Do you use Barrier a lot?
I actually don't use Barrier a lot.
That might be one you want to get, because a Barrier will half physical damage. Mana Barrier halves magic damage, and Mana Wall will half physical and magic.
That's actually pretty good.
Yeah. And if you put that with Magnify, then it'll give Barrier to your whole team. Or if you put Magnify with Cure, then you'll heal your whole team while you're trying to heal one person.
That's pretty handy. Right now, I've kind of mastered flipping among all the people to fight with.
That's so the biggest thing. And our Mark Kida is playing as well, and I think he's in the Shinra building. He just entered. But his problem is he sticks with one character too long.
Yeah, you can't.
And that takes aggro way too much. So I usually will try to get everyone there ATB. So I'll switch to Aerith, get a couple tacks in, switch to Tifa, get a couple tacks in, and go back to Cloud.
So watching this, is the game's not really... It's a little bit turn-based again. Like, it looks like it's kind of a little bit more free-roamy in the combat.
It is. That's what I like about it. But then when you want to use abilities and stuff like that, it slows down the game, giving you a second to think. And especially in hard mode, that's like what you need, because you can kind of get an idea if your next guy is going to get attacked. Should you use an attack spell or a defense?
Yeah. And their abilities, like the AP gauge will determine how many times they can do stuff. So you can have a basic attack where you can just literally button smash. For me, on PlayStation, it's... I guess it is PlayStation only. For me, it's square. Square. You can button smash square and just swing your sword rapidly. But it builds up AP gauge, which lets you do your ability. So if you want to heal, it'll eat up one of your AP gauges. Mm. But if you use up all those AP gauges and then you take a shit ton of damage, you have nothing to heal. You'd have to use an item to heal. And even items take AP gauges. So... you're kind of like running around trying to be very defensive if you don't time it right or play it right.
Yeah.
Cool. That means you can play Cloud in Super Smash Brothers, and you do that where the more you attack, the more you build up your meter, and then you can do...
Which is his limit break, which they still have in this game. When you use MP or you do a lot of damage, you'll build up your AP gauge, and that'll allow you to do your limit break, which is like your ultimate attack.
That and summons saved my ass so many times.
Oh yeah, summons. As much as people hate on them, I really like Carbuncle with Aerith.
Okay,
that's just another heal. So his abilities are basically, one of them is Barrier. Anyways, a couple of them are heal. Some his third one even increases the rate you gain ATB. And then when he despawns, he heals the whole team.
That's handy. I use Barret a lot too. I use him for his, like, he has a really good abilities to suppress your opponent. So each opponent you attack, especially minions, there's a stagger gauge where you can hurt them, and then if you get them staggered, you can do extra damage to them, and they're kind of stunned, giving you an ability to like overpower them. But they also have an ability to suppress. So if you attack somebody, and with like Barret, he just uses his cannons of a gun arm, and he'll just spray somebody down. Well, they can't really do much while they're suppressed, and gives my other guys the ability to like flank and do attacks that I need them to do.
Yep,
which is really handy.
It's so sounds funny, though,
that the fighting style like I did versus what Will did are very different.
I followed pretty much what you do till I like got to like end of the game, so you might see yourself switching things up in the next couple of battles. But then for hard mode, I actually had to look up tips and stuff like that, so I knew what I was getting into. Especially, I don't know if you've gotten both of them yet, or if you followed the thing, but do you have both elementals?
No, I don't think so.
You just have the one?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. So you get the first one in Chapter 6, but you have to explore that stupid place before you get to the second macro reactor, where all those platforms and those big lights are.
Yeah. I got one in there. That's the...
Okay. And then if you did all the side quests for Chapter 14, before you go over the wall, if you turn around, there's a little note on the ground.
I didn't get that one.
Yeah, Mark didn't either.
And I did all the side quests.
Now, if you max out Elemental, and say you put it on armor with fire, if you're fighting a fire boss, every time he does fire damage to you, you're going to heal.
That's handy.
Oh, yeah.
Sucks that I left that there, though.
Will's got all the RPG knowledge.
Secrets. I'm here for the secrets.
The game's great. Like I said, I'm doing it on hard mode because I want to get all the achievements. I have 4 left.
Damn, son.
The hardest one I find, it took me 2 hours to get the stupid dart achievement. I'm sure Bradley played darts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I had to beat frickin' Wedge's score 8, and I beat him with 6. So I basically middle fingered the screen after that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then in Chapter 9, you have to do this stupid squat mini game.
That's annoying.
That one sucks. The normal, like the easy mode is fine. Amateur was kind of hard. Pro is pure bullshit, because if you screw up once, it takes a while for you to get back into like the rhythm. So the pro person, I think it's Jules, she'll always do between like 41 and like 46. So I beat her with like 53, and that was pretty good. And then now I have to go back and do pull-ups, which is even harder.
Yeah, I did the pull-up one too. That was annoying.
Did you beat her on pro?
No, I didn't do those too much. Like, I did all the side quests, but once I got to like that level, I was like, I don't need the champion's belt. Screw that.
It sounds like you're just working out in the game.
It is.
Pretty much. You're literally doing pull-ups, but they change the pattern every round, so you can't get comfortable. Like on squats, it was always triangle, circle, square, triangle. And, you know, just kept going around in circles, so you could figure it out and just fingers move around right in a circle. But in pull-ups, it's like it'll go triangle, circle, square, X, triangle, circle, square, X, triangle. So you're kind of going like a cross.
Okay.
So if you go too fast and you press the wrong button, you fall off the bar. And then you have to get back on, and it takes you a while to gain rhythm.
It's like the Clefairy minigame from Pokemon Stadium on steroids.
Yes. Clefairy. Yes, it is. That's the perfect thing.
Guy comes in and hits you in the head with a hammer every time you get it wrong.
Yeah.
So you guys have obviously enjoyed the game quite a bit.
Oh,
very
yeah.
Much.
Yeah, like
great.
I said, this is the only one of the only games that I want to get a platinum trophy for. So
nice.
One of the cool things in it, though, because I've been playing it, a streamer friend of mine bought it for me so I could play it. Because of this COVID, I wasn't planning on buying it. And he actually got different cutscenes and different bits of story because of how he played it versus how I played it, which was interesting.
Yeah, you can get different side quests in Chapter 14 depending on the choices you make.
Yeah. And there's different cutscenes depending on what's going on and different looks. I won't spoil a spot, but there's a spot where Cloud gets dressed up. And there's a different dress up for how you play it out, which is kind of cool.
Mark's wearing a bonnet, isn't he?
No? I'm not saying anything.
All right. Okay. Well, so Final Fantasy VII sounds great.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Let's move on to the poll of the week. Last week was what was your favorite console? And I had a couple of people answer on our Discord, which you guys should join at videogamesnow.ca, and then click on the Discord logo to join our Discord. Lots of fun little chatter on there. I'm on there all the time. Bradley's on there quite a bit. And we have lots of people chiming in and chatting up everybody in the group there. So, and then we'll post questions for the podcast in the Discord as well. And you guys can chime in and we'll read them off on the air, just like Ray Meow. Okay, so Duke Rules says Xbox 360 has been probably his favorite since it's the one that he can really connect on and help play with friends. He really loves the GameCube as well. So you gotta choose one Duke Rules.
Wait, are you looking this up on Discord? I'm trying to find out where you're seeing this on Discord.
It's on Discord. It's questions for the podcast.
I'm looking at weekly poll.
I do have to admit, though, the Xbox 360 revolutionized online gaming.
100%. Mm-hmm. I agree. And the Cube, like, Nintendo's like, everyone will buy the Cube because everyone bought a 64. The GameCube was good, but I don't know. Mm. It was missing something.
You think the GameCube was missing something?
I think the GameCube was missing something.
Oh, I mean, it didn't have online play or anything, but like as like a just a play yourself console, I thought it was just so good.
It's sad, but I used to play the shit out of Donkey Konga.
I never played Donkey Konga.
Was that the one where you have to hit the drums?
Yep.
Oh, did you fucking slap that silly?
Oh, I slap those drums silly every day.
Nice. We have Trigger on Discord says GameCube was the best. Mario Party 4, Metal Arms, Smash Melee, Four Swords, Star Fox, Super Monkey Ball, Animal Crossing, and Wind Waker.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mario Party 4, though?
No.
Dude, Mario Party 2 was like torture.
Ruthless?
Fuck.
That was a family ender.
They're all family. Like, that's like the Nintendo version of Monopoly. Fuck.
Yeah, that's just, you just gotta wait till the end and steal the star at the very end. So that was my strategy.
Well,
whatever you can and just steal stars.
What pisses me off about Mario Party is the fucking RNG for the computers is like on 10. And it's like on 1 or 2 or 3 for you. So it's like, I need to roll a 6 on this one, and you will never get a 6. You'll get a fucking 2 or a 1. And then the computer's like, oh, I'll just fucking double lap you on this fucking map with my double 6s and shit. Fuck. Yeah, it's annoying.
That was a bad game.
Yeah. Well, and then some of the mini games were just poorly designed. I actually didn't mind the newest one, Super Mario Party. It was okay.
It was fun. It wasn't as competitive, I found.
Yeah.
Which one was that? Was that 10?
No, it's the one that came out for the Switch. Which is still $80, by the way. I looked.
Yeah.
That's why. Yeah, we looked that up.
Yeah, it's fucking bullshit. Okay, so poll this week will be the best Final Fantasy game. So I'll put all those up on our website. And I've already started a little chat here on our Discord and on our Facebook page.
That one's going to get heated.
Yeah, probably. Ignore on a Discord says played Final Fantasy VII first when he was 12, and it got him into RPGs, but it's by far the best in his opinion. Second is 4, and then he's never played 6 intensively, but it makes a lot of lists. So, yeah. Bradley said he loved 8.
Yeah, I loved 8. 8 was a lot of fun.
Partagus, this is the first time he's participated in any questions for the podcast. He usually just stays on video game chat and just says like the most
random
shit. And like, yeah, I think I said this before on the podcast. He said one thing one time on I think it was video game chat. He's like, "Hey guys, I broke my back and I can't feel my legs." And he said that on a Discord, and no one on our fucking Discord went on Discord for like a week. Like, no one wanted to be the next person that wrote a comment and like ignored that comment. But I think I broke the silence. I said something. I said, "Oh, that's not good." And then just continued on talking about what fucking whatever. Ignore says, "Love Final Fantasy VIII and played it like crazy." Oh, and you mentioned the card game was great in that one, Bradley.
Yeah, the Final Fantasy VIII card game was very good, but very raging. They actually made it for PC. Like, you can play it now on PC. There's some mods or something for it.
Oh, yeah?
Because people really liked the 8 card game. I'm pretty sure the 8 card game is more iconic than the actual Final Fantasy VIII game itself.
That's funny. We Own the Night says Final Fantasy X will be forever their favorite. And then, yeah, so you never beat 10, Bradley. What the fuck? That's okay. Yeah, I haven't played any of them.
10 and 10-2 were amazing.
Yeah, 10-2s are always amazing.
Little poop joke from Rodney.
What's that, Cole?
I said a little poop joke from Rodney.
Yeah, yeah.
You've been classy here.
Super classy. I'm actually just looking for that same question on... Okay, here it is. Mr. Melons says 7 without a doubt is his favorite. And Thomas Noseworthy, our latest Patreon, says Final Fantasy X.
I feel like if we keep this up, we're not going to have anything to talk about at the next week's question of the week.
You know Final Fantasy X is 10, right? So
yeah, just... I was making sure everyone, you know, okay, trying to switch it up here. Okay, so that's what everyone has to say, but we'll put a poll on our website, which Final Fantasy is your favorite, and let us know. Go to videogamesnow.ca. I almost said .com. When the fuck has it ever been .com, Rodney? Fuck's sakes. All right, so this week's top 10 is Final Fantasy games, so we'll see where these all rank from number 10, which... Why would you do that to me? Why would you do that to me? Just kidding. Okay, so number 10 is Final Fantasy V. Nothing to say about that, I guess.
Wait, what are you doing right now?
Top 10 Final Fantasy games.
Oh.
So we're on Final Fantasy V. Looks very SNES-y. Was Final Fantasy on the NES and the SNES and all that? Or?
Yes.
Yep. 4, 5, and 6 were just very confusing because of Japan releases versus US releases.
Oh, okay. Got it. Number 9 is Final Fantasy VII Remake.
Which I'm surprised... Well, I guess it's not many people have played it yet. I could see that climbing up.
Yeah,
it's probably... No, a lot of people are mad with the ending. That's why I said I'll just wait.
Yeah. Oh.
But you said there's more parts coming out, right? Is it not the actual ending? Is it going to...
They're changing things. That's all I'll say.
Mm. Interesting. Number 8 is Final Fantasy 14.
A Realm Reborn. The graphics look good for that.
That's the online one, isn't it?
Yeah, the MMO. Yeah. I played it on PS3. I never got it again for PS4. It was pretty good, and then it just got stale. But I heard they've added so much to the game right now. It's one of the best out there.
Hmm. Next one, number 7, Final Fantasy 7.
I love the way the old graphics look.
I was just going to comment on that. That looks like a really shitty plasticine doll that some fucking grade 3-er made.
Oh, and for Final Fantasy 7?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I love the legs, just how jacked. Look at those thighs.
I just bought the original off of the PlayStation Store so I can play through that again.
Nice. Well, it's only going to take
you. You can tell us which one's better.
Yeah.
I got it on the Switch, too. I was planning on doing that.
Triple D-Dog dare you to get Mark to try to play Final Fantasy VII PS1.
He was the one that forced me to buy it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's like, let's play through the original. And I'm like, fuck.
Okay. And every time Mark bitches about the graphics, he loses a protein shake for the day.
Oh, man. He's going to be withering down to nothing after that.
Well, he's not going to the gym anymore, so we're going to...
Yeah, I know. I made him... When I moved, I brought him out, and he fucking worked hard. I worked him to death, because he's like, oh, bro, I got to leave at noon. I'm like, oh, okay. I fucking know
and
you.
Then he had to build his other friend bought this huge playground for their backyard, so he had to help build them that.
Cool.
I want a playground for my backyard.
I have a swing set in my backyard.
It's pretty dope.
It's pretty dope there. Number 6, Final Fantasy IV. For SNES-y, I guess.
I like how the image they use here, that's the image to capture Final Fantasy IV. It's like a town with two blue guys and two red guys and some pots.
Yeah. Number 5 is Final Fantasy IX. That's a huge graphical improvement from 7.
Oh, it is.
Jeez, was that on PS2?
Yes.
The end of PS2.
Yep.
It looks like it's going back to the old school, like Final Fantasy 2 and 3 with the Dark Knight, or like the Black Magician and the Red Magician and the...
VV was a throwback to those, yes.
I love that. That's the one that I played the most. Final Fantasy 2. That one, 2 and 3 were my jam.
Nice. Number 4 is Final Fantasy 12. That looks like a mobile game.
Lightning.
That looks like a downgrade from Final Fantasy 7 graphics.
Visiting Final Fantasy 12 via the HD remaster for PS4, Xbox One, and Switch revealed the understated truth about the 2006 PS2 classic. It's a modern masterpiece, apparently.
Final Fantasy 12, it's the one I'm thinking of. I rage quit that one.
Oh.
Was that the one with lightning or was 13 lightning?
13 was with lightning. This is the one that's like almost medieval stylish.
Oh.
And I beat the first act, which took me forever. And it
was
a very
Zodiac
very,
Age.
Yeah. This is a very grindy. Like, it was like 4 bosses in a row in the first act, and I'm like, sweet. I got through it, finally.
Finally fancy.
Go out in the wild in the second act and get slaughtered by the first thing I see. Apparently I did not grind up enough and I got stuck. Like, I couldn't kill anything, but I couldn't advance the story.
That sounds like fucking Chronicles X. I was bitching about two podcasts
ago. Yeah,
that's what
I was going to say. Xenoblade.
It was very...
It's coming back, isn't it? Remastered?
Yeah.
For the Switch?
Yeah, Cole and I were bitching about that a couple podcasts ago.
I wonder if I should give that another shot. I beat the game. I rage quit halfway through.
Oh, I didn't even get halfway through. I got to like the next main story arc where you go to the next area, and I was fucking stuck in a well of grinding, and I'm like, this is fucking not fun. Number 3 is Final Fantasy X.
Okay, yeah.
Number 2 is Final Fantasy VIII.
I'm surprised that is that high.
I know.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people I talk to are all like, Final Fantasy VII is better than 8. But 8 was a really good story. I really liked it.
Well, I think in this article he mentions that he thinks 8 is underrated because it wasn't as good as 7.
Yeah. Like, it was overshadowed by 7.
Yeah. Number 1 is Final Fantasy VI.
Which I never played.
Me either. I like the look of it. That's like, that's the style of Final Fantasy I like.
I feel like this is the one I played. Maybe it wasn't 3. Maybe it was this one. This is, what was this on? Final Fantasy VI would have been on the NES, right? Or the... Yeah. Mm. You said 4, 5, and 6 was on the NES. Or the SNES, sorry.
I think... Is this PlayStation here?
What? Okay. Was the last 16-bit mainline entry, it doesn't say PlayStation.
So do we carry over to the PlayStation? Carried over to the PlayStation.
Yeah,
I see. I get it.
I think it's on the SNES. If I'm wrong, I quit.
I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah. all right, so that's our top 10 of the week here. All right, so that's pretty much it for the podcast this week. So again, thanks for joining us. And Will's gonna fact checks for us here.
Final Fantasy VI was SNES, yep.
Nice.
And Game Boy Advance, again, 2006.
Oh, they must have really ported it over or something. Anyways, okay, guys, thanks a lot for listening to the Video Games Now podcast. Let us know what you guys think on our website, videogamesnow.ca, or on our Facebook, or what is this, Discord page, all the links are on our website. So, Will, thanks for coming back. Hope you'll be back next week.
I should.
Cool. Cole, you've been on the last like 5 or 6 or 7. So I'm sure.
But now that Will's
back,
I'm out.
Okay.
I'm
out. Done. Bradley, thanks for joining us. And Bradley's going to be streaming right now. Well, in half
thanks
an hour.
For checking
it. Yeah. So check out Gamer Tempo. He's on Facebook as well. He's on our Facebook page, so you guys can click on his Gamer Tempo thing on our Facebook page.
I appreciate that.
What are you at now? Are you at like 700 likes or 700 followers?
I think I'm at 715 now.
Nice.
Follows.
Awesome. Good work.
What do you just stream on Facebook, right?
Yeah, I just stream on Facebook. I'm slowly working on content outside of Facebook, but very time consuming.
I might get myself a pair of Gamer Tempo socks.
Oh, you like those?
Those are sexy.
Yeah, I got loot finally. And I got a sponsorship with Empire Jerky.
Nice.
You just sit on and eat their jerky all the time?
No. The only reason I don't is, like, it's really good jerky. I really enjoyed it. One, because of COVID, and two, because it was really expensive to get across the border.
Ah.
Because it's a U.S. company that I am partnered with. So for all my U.S. viewers, it kind of works for them, but it was... It took a good chunk out of my wallet at the border because Trump. I blame Trump.
Well, that's when tariffs. That jerky company should be putting it back in your pocket.
Oh, yeah, they are.
I'm just bugging. I'm bugging. They're all listening right now, and they're like, oh, man, this Gamer Temple guy.
All right, guys. Anyways, that's the end of the episode. Thanks a lot. We'll see you guys next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.